Mr. President, in light of the recent earthquake in the province of Buktika and Khost, we extend our profound condolences and heartfelt sympathies to the people of Afghanistan and urge the international community to help Afghanistan recover quickly from this calamity. Malaysia is closely monitoring the situation in Afghanistan. We note that the de facto authorities engaged with the High Commissioner for Human Rights and the Special Rapporteur on Afghanistan during their visits to the country earlier this year. We hope this is the first step towards a more constructive international engagement for the promotion and protection of human rights in the country. Malaysia is concerned on the recent ban on secondary schooling for girls that is affecting 1.2 million girls, restrictions to employment, and limitations on women's freedom of movement. Excluding half of the population from education, employment, and political participation will prevent them from realizing their full potentials and to contribute meaningfully and effectively to the peace, stability, and development of the country. It will not be in Afghanistan's interest to have a lost generation of women and girls. Malaysia calls on the de facto authorities of Afghanistan to uphold and protect the human rights of all Afghans, including women and girls. We should stay true to the teachings of Islam, whereby the first word revealed to Prophet Muhammad from God was read. It is indeed obligatory for every Muslim to acquire knowledge and be educated. It is crucial for the international community, the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms to continue to provide their support, encouragement and assistance to the people of Afghanistan. Recognizing the importance of Track 2 diplomacy, Malaysia provides humanitarian assistance, human capital development and financial assistance to the people of Afghanistan through various non-governmental organizations facilitated by the Special Envoy of the Malaysian Foreign Minister on Afghanistan. Malaysia will continue to support Afghanistan through the Malaysian Technical Cooperation Programme, particularly in courses focusing on women empowerment, education and capacity building. We stand ready to collaborate with third countries in this endeavour. Lastly, Malaysia wishes to reiterate its solidarity with our Afghan brothers and sisters in their pursuit of durable peace and security, enjoyment of human rights and socio-economic development. Thank you.